Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
En hierdie tyd op 'n maandag klim ons in by die Monday mailbag. Vandag sin is nogal iets wat vir my 'n big trigger. So, the mail is from Rebecca. It reads, "Hi Roz, I have a situation that I need to address. Every weekend when I attend my daughter's softball games, I will always sit in the bleachers with the rest of the parents. However, there is one parent that I am trying my best to avoid because they annoy me so much. This person will, for the entire duration of the game, listen to a whole podcast on loud, not with headphones, nothing, forcing everybody else to listen to a podcast we do not care about. And it's true crime, which can be quite inappropriate. Is it just me, or does this bother everyone else as well? Why are people like this? Thanks, Rebecca." I can't deal. Ek is die persoon, luister jou musiek, of luister jou ietsie, maar don't force me to also listen to it.
Yeah.
Like, people do this as well. Sometimes if I go on a hike or a walk or whatever, then people will have like a little speaker with them to now keep them company. Now we must all listen to your music. If you want to listen to music, put it on a pair of headphones if you're in a public place, surely.
Yeah, look, I mean, I also can't stand it, especially if it's like, you know, like somewhere also with a confined space as well, like a Gautrain or something. That's also not cool. And I'm also triggered because I'm not a true crime fan. So I wouldn't want to. I'd be like, can you turn it down, please?
Yeah, I am a true crime fan. And I mean, like, often when we go and watch the soccer games or the games that James is playing and Fallon is with me. Now, imagine I'm at this softball match now here with Rebecca and my daughter. And now we're here. And then he was murdered by his wife who had pretended. Like, I don't want to hear it. Unless it's true crime South Africa. Then I will listen to it. The Afrikaanse weergawe, jackpot, jackrandfm.com.
In your headphones.
In my headphones. Like, what are we doing? Just because you like something doesn't mean I want to hear it.
And also, if you want to listen to something like that, you can then sit on your own or like just sit at the corner of the bleachers and then just watch.
Whether it's not even something that I like or not, I don't need you to come through with your loud stuff. Matthew's already come through on the WhatsApp line to say, that is the worst. Buy that parent some headphones. I get it. How do you feel? 084-850-0942. People that want to make their taste your taste now. Now we must all like the same music. We must now all like the same podcast because you want to listen to it on loud and in a public place. Do you know what else? And I'm probably going to get flack for this. Running races. There are often people that have got those little backpack speakers.
Yeah.
And then they're not trying to create a vibe. It's fine. My vibe is in my earphones where it belongs. Like, honestly, please, truly, people who play their music or their podcast on loud for us all to hear, even though we have absolutely no interest in it. Monday mailbag time, we got a mail in from Rebecca about someone, a parent at the softball games that she goes to, who plays true crime podcasts loud and then for everybody to hear. She wants to know, is it just me or does this bother everyone else as well? And by the looks of the WhatsApp line, it is in fact bothering everyone else. Lisa sê, "Middag Roz en Joe, ek sal mos my agterstert so wip. Nee man, kry of gebruik oorfone of luister dit in jou bed vanaand as jy by die huis is waar jy niemand kan pla of irriteer nie." I agree. Dennis, "There's a time and place for everything. That parent clearly has no interest in their child's sport. Very inconsiderate, not only to the other parents, but also toward their child that is hoping they're making their parents proud." Dennis, that is such a good point. Estelle is woedend. "Hi, Roz and Joe Man. There are few things that irk me as much as people listening to anything on their phones through the speaker. It's just rude, inconsiderate, and moronic. Quite frankly, I think these individuals need a clap." She did maybe put another letter in front of that clap that I'm not going to say because I enjoy my job. Estelle, thank you for the boodskap. Then lots of voice notes in as well. Henry says, "Start a backup buddy for these people to get some earphones. Robin is highly annoyed by this. Highly."
Ach, nee man, Robin Robs. Is daai mense te bang om vir die persoon te sê hulle moet loop? Hoe die ding is. Kan jy nie vir hulle sê hoor hoe jy geen respek vir ander mense en selfs vir die kinders nie?
Yes. Ja, nee, dis erg.
Laat sy loop, man.
Dis erg. En Henny is struggling with it at his own house.
Yes, ons neighbor force ons nie om na hy goed te luister nie. Ek dink sy's doof. Al die deure is toe, maar jy hoor die hele story wat sy kyk en is alles African news en dis kliphard.
Dis kliphard. Then Hilton's got a problem with the people that think they are just so important.
Aros, just as big an irritation. People who talk on their phone on speaker mode in a crowd and everybody must hear the entire conversation.
No, we don't have time for it. We don't have time for it. We do have time to get into some more replies at about 20 to 6. Askies tog, mense squat. Johan sê, Aras, Rebecca moet net opstaan en sê die persoon is rarig disrespectful teenoor amal daar. And that's the thing. Shirley says it comes down to respect, basically.
Hi, Ros. About playing voice notes loud. The only time I do that is when I'm in my car or in my bedroom. And because it's just easier to reply on the voice notes.
Ja, in her eie persoonlijke spasie. Then Lali says, if it's a true crime podcast, I will get so invested, that person will stay for me to hear the outcome. If you're going to play it loud for Lali, then she wants to hear the rest of it. Then, Liesl sent us this one.
Hi, Roz. I'm with Rebecca on this one. I'd also get annoyed. First of all, you are there to support your child.
Mm.
You shouldn't be listening to some podcast. And if you are, have some respect for the rest of the people who's actually there to cheer their children on.
Yeah.
And put your earphones on or just rather go sit in your car and wait for your child if you're not going to bother cheering them on and supporting them in the game that they are playing.
Exactly. I am completely in agreement with that one, Liesl. Absolutely brilliant. So I asked if you were a culprit of this, you must come through. Obviously, the culprits are not hearing me. Because they listen to their things a bit too loudly. But I think Adrian is kind of admitting to be a little bit of a mini culprit here. I don't know. What do you think, Joe?
Podcast en so in die publiek. Ja, nee, daai is nie reg nie. Hulle moet headphones kry. Maar ek sê ook altyd, my buurman luister na goeie musiek of hy al van hou of nie.
So Adrian's neighbor is enjoying all of Adrian's music. They have the same music taste because the neighbor has no choice. When Adrian sit him like a clip out.
Yeah, no, that's he's making sure that the neighbor, well, he's an influencer. He's trying to do right by the community and showing everyone how good taste he has in music.
Monday Mailbag, back again next Monday at 10 past 5.